Yeah, should be.
So, I mean, and this is 640 acres minus, I think you have 2.5, 3, you've got 5, there's 40. So we've got 640 minus, let's say, 50 acres leased, and there's only room for 2 turbines here. You see this area of light green?
I bet
green?
There is.
That's
only
it.
Room for 2.
And that's because of long driveways and voluntary large
homes,
setbacks
I
from
would
homes.
Say.
Right, but the minimum home setback is 1,000 feet, and we're going beyond that.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, in most cases, a lot. The average is 1,900 feet. Yours, if I recall, was like 1,850 or something.
Well, 16, you start, you said, from like the property line and from the house a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just a matter of there's a balance there. You absolutely have the right to enjoy your property, but your neighbors have the right to enjoy their property, too. And if they want to harvest their wind, and there's a lot of regulations to protect your rights, they should be able to do so. So we're submitting an application that follows the law.
I know, according to the law, I get it. I know in some places there's farther away setbacks, and things have been changed, and from what I've read, and...
Yeah, I don't know that there's any place that has wind turbines that has property line setbacks bigger than Minnesota. If you have an example, I'm
and I thought, some have been maybe voted down because of it, or in other states. I was thinking there was one county in Minnesota maybe that one got voted down.
Minnesota has a complicated combination of state and local law. Officially, it's done at the state
level. It's mostly state, isn't it? Because that's what I...
But the state looks to the county, too. So in this case, we're... Where Fribourne County's ordinance is more restrictive than the state, we're following the county ordinance. Yeah, so...
But the state makes a decision.
Yeah, with public input. I'm trying to demonstrate that there's a bare minimum, and then there's what we've done, which is beyond that. Neighbor agreements are not required. We're doing that because we're trying to be a good neighbor. Now, I understand your frustration with the Facebook.
Well, with some approaching some on good neighbor agreements, too.
Yeah. I mean, Worth County, Iowa, we had 0 land leased 6 months ago. Now we have about 16,000 acres. A majority of the project is going to be here.
There's no setback amount there in
0.
Iowa?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And Worth County has told me we have, quote, we have rooms and we'll take every additional one we can get. I just think there's a different perception of wind there in a much more positive light than perhaps you have here.
I think we should get more say in a person that's, you know, if you want to go over the health effects, I mean, I've read about them from the, you know, the Department of Health, the information I was sent by the Minnesota Utility Company Commission.
The Department of Health paper, there's a paper from 2009 which you might be referencing. I mean, it's 8 years old. There's more research since then that alleviates a lot of the concerns. They did a literature review. They reviewed different papers. They didn't do actual studies of people in the field.
I've read other studies, too.
There's studies of people in the field that show that there's no impact on health.
And I've read in a lot of them that there is, if a half a mile or less. And sometimes I've read a mile or less.
Yeah. Well, you can also look at the map here and see where homes are and the way the geography is laid out. And if you had a mile setback from every home, there'd be 0 wind turbines.
But still doesn't make it right? Would you want one on your property?
No problem.
That close to you? Do you have one that close to you?
No, I live in the suburbs of Chicago. It's a different location. It's not, you're not going to be able to get those types of setbacks and distances. If I lived in an area like this, I would be fine with it.
You know, that was right. One question I had to say, why do we have no say if it's going to affect us? Why?
I think you have
and
a lot
I know
of say.
That's your, well, I hope we have a lot of say, and a lot of us have been trying to say a lot.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is, hopefully tomorrow, right, if not very soon, we're going to be filing an application for our project here. It's going to be 1,500 pages. Of all original research showing that you have a say in your rights are protected. We could build turbines in Iowa next week.
I mean, Why don't you?
Because it's part of this overall project, the construction schedules, et cetera. We do have federal aviation approvals still in Iowa. It's not zero regulation. It's on the height of the turbines relative to airports and things like that. And we do have wildlife concerns we have to address. That's what the red is on this map. It's not accurate. We couldn't build next week. But there's no local or state regulations on wind in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And Iowa embraces it. It's been a good news story for Iowa. There's double the amount of wind.
Well,
I think if it's
going to be this close, like you're putting, and a lot of people around here feel that way, I think it should, whether whose property it should either be a bigger setback or it should be okayed by the people it's that close to.
Yeah.
And then why don't you guys go where, you know, you're saying you could do all these if they want it there. Why aren't you building them there? Building them here and then having so many people worried and upset about, you know, the health effects and everything.
Well, I'm hopeful that when we are able to present this actual plan for the project, people will see, okay, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
And I've never researched this so much in my entire life. I've never thought about it. The only thing I thought before was, and I've heard other people say this, yeah, it's large. Who wants to look at it? I didn't move out to the country for this, but then the more you look into it, the more I know I have heard there's people in the Manchester area not at all happy.
There's definitely at least two people that I'm aware of.
At least.
I've heard of persistently complaining about the project still.
Right.
It's not my project. I don't know the details of that. But there's actually a similar number of homes. There's like 264 homes that were studied in that project for sound and flicker. We studied 254 for this project. So it's basically the same number of homes, but we're having 42 turbines.
Studied homes where you guys did?
Yeah. Your home is in our flicker study. Sound, so it'll be part of the application that we've modeled sound and shadow on your home. So in the amount of area that we're planning 42 turbines, there's roughly 122 up there. There's a map that'll be part of our application that shows like a 50-mile area of where our wind farms are here. And you look at the spacing of wind turbines here versus everywhere else, and they're way more spread out in our project. And I'll go back to, there's a balance in property rights. If your neighbors who own the land want to harness their wind, they should be able to, given a balance of regulations and respect to your rights. And
again, I think we should have more rights.
But I look at it too on this map. A lot of these people, like my neighbor right to the south of me, well, he already told us he was going to sign every contract he could to get money. Well, why is it these people that are leasing their wind, why don't they have the turbine by their property, and us that don't want it, period?
Exactly, which is another thing. Why do we have no say when it's so close and it could cause, and it has caused effects on people?
Well, I think you do have a lot of say.
I've heard of it causing effects on animals, on people, you know, their health, your internet, your, what else? A few different things, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we set out to build 100 wind turbines in Fribourg County, and we can't do it because of regulations, because of people like yourself.
And because of people
not interested. So I think that's proof that you do have a big say in this.
And not if your neighbor here who, you know, doesn't really care how close they are to you, but I'm not sure the closest to some, and I've heard some of the people that you're proposing to put these on don't even live here, too.
They just own the land. They own the land, and they own.
And those kind of things I don't think are right, and people around here, a lot of people around here don't think it's right either.
You know, America is a country founded on the concept of personal property and property rights, and there is a balance.
And who cares about the people, right?
Again, we're about to file a 1,500-page application showing we care about the people, like documentation.
If you cared about and listened to the people more, but I know if laws are laws, I understand that, you guys are going to do what you can do for money and whatever, but I don't personally think it's right at all, but...
But even, like, you know, you say with the turbines, oh, they're going to help us and everything else. Well, I heard all this energy is getting shipped to Chicago.
Yeah, where is it going?
It's not even...
What do we get out of it? Tell us what we get out of it.
Great question. Xcel Energy is going to be the customer, the owner of the project. They will be using the power to supply their customers across Minnesota. So,
I heard it was getting shipped somewhere to another state.
They are going through their own regulatory process right now to get approval to own this and other projects to supply their customers in Minnesota. The Bent Tree Project sends...
Our county?
I don't think so. It's wherever their territory is.
See, what does that have to do with me and Heather, for instance?
The benefits to your county are $3.5 to $4 million added to the economy every year from landowner payments, taxes, and local salaries.
And where does that go?
It goes,
that the county
gets. For example, a landowner who has a wind turbine on their property, they get paid for that.
Right.
And that's more money that they have in their pocket.
And they don't live by them usually. Yeah.
A lot of them do. And that's money they can spend in the community, at restaurants, at stores, car dealerships, things like that. Tax revenue, the project will pay about $9,000 per wind turbine per year. And that goes 80% to the county, 20% to the township.
That they decide to do what to do with.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that...
So again, we don't
revenue.
Have a say.
Well, you can vote for township trustees and county commissioners and
make
sure
they
use that money the way they want, the way you want. So that's that. Here's another thing about that. I mean, the energy produced by this wind farm would be enough for approximately 70,000 average homes. So it is more energy than could be consumed locally anyway.
But not
so
here.
As far as these two right here, can we get our utilities drawn?
Yeah.
Helping out.
Like I said, we can offer you a neighbor agreement that gives you some income, and you can use that to offset your electricity bill or whatever you like. So it's a new product from the farms here in Freeborn County, just like corn, just like beans, just like ultimately the ethanol that comes off the corn. It's a next level agriculture. Farmers appreciate that when. Especially now when corn prices are low. It doesn't take up much space, and it's a new source of revenue for them.
How far do they have to be in Minnesota from, you guys have to be from schools and hospitals? I heard there was a distance.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, you don't know? Will you email me on that, please?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, why do they have to be, and not saying they shouldn't be, why do they have to be a certain distance, I heard, from schools and hospitals? What is the reason for it, and why is there not, and I heard it was farther than from our homes, so why is that? And I have a daycare here too, so that I'm wondering on, if you could email that back to me when you do find out.
Okay.
I've heard also of people in the Wind Tree wind farm area. Their property value is going down. So what do you have to say about that?
We have a study that will be part of our application that looked at specifically Bent Tree and did not find any evidence of that.
I heard of someone who checked out and talked to people there and the property values, their estimated property value for their taxes, and I heard it was up before them and it's gone down afterwards.
There's property values go up and down. The question is it because of the wind farm? And we've looked into that. I don't have that memorized, but that application will be another part of our application.
And I've heard other places where it has too.
It's been studied also on a national level and shown no effect. There'll be some people that don't want to live near wind turbines and will sell and move away, but the data shows someone else will buy that and move in.
For a lesser price?
Not necessarily.
I've heard that's happened a lot.
There's some projects, areas where I read a news article where residential values actually went up. And you're frowning, but it's not necessarily counterintuitive. I mean, what determines the value of a property? It's the condition of the house, the amenities around it, but it's also public services like schools and roads. And if you have good schools and good infrastructure, that can improve the value. And when a wind farm comes in and pays new tax revenue, and those things can be improved, that was the example there. The largest data set does not show that it goes up. It just shows there's no effect one way or the other.
I've read different, and I've read in particular over here in Manchester, and I've read about it happening in other places too. Or people just living in their homes with problems, health issues mainly, or noise, which affects your health too. I've heard of people somewhere in this area having to go to a rest stop to sleep at night that have spoke at probably a meeting you may have been at.
I've heard of that too, Mr. Hagen from the Venturi Project. And I don't know the circumstances there. A rest stop along the highway is not the quietest place, so I don't know if that's really better or not. But
I have read of, like, the type of noise, you know, bothering people, and even if it's loud, the low-frequency vibrations bothering people. So what do you say is the health effects?
I haven't seen any health effects. There's no studies that show widespread health effects from people. Here's examples, for example, Mr. Hagen, who is claiming health problems and is certainly annoyed by the wind farm, but actual widespread health issues, there's no evidence of that.
I've read a lot of studies on
wind
health
turbines,
effects.
Like anything that have sound coming off them, have a
and spectrum. Vibrations and right.
Where there's not a vibration you're going to feel from a wind turbine, but there's a spectrum of sound, higher pitches and lower pitches, right?
Yeah.
And once you get below a certain frequency, like I think it's like 30 hertz, 30 vibrations per second. It's called infrasound. That's just the word.
Right. I've read that.
And infrasound means sound that humans can't hear. That's what it means.
Yeah.
And so there's this allegation that causes health problems. But there's
no evidence of that.
There's a new study, which we cite in our application from Germany, that looked at infrasound from wind turbines and other common sources of things around people's life, like traffic, appliances, and like ocean waves. They have infrasound. But from wind turbines, the amount of infrasound is below the threshold of perception from humans. It's just, you can't hear it, and there's no evidence that it causes health problems. But there's...
How come they looked at that in the report from, you know, the public health?
That was 8 years ago. This German study just came out last year, and it's newer. And so
they're doing other studies, too, and you haven't heard of any studies where it's been health problems noted?
I've heard of annoyance from wind turbines, but not health problems.
And other things.
Yeah. So we address that in our application. But like, for example, the German study quantifies. Let's measure infrasound. If people have a problem from wind turbine infrasound, let's measure it and compare it to other things. And they found the level of infrasound from wind turbines was comparable to what you'd hear from a washing machine on a spin cycle. Or you wouldn't hear, but you'd experience.
Right.
So,
and
infrasound is everywhere. There's infrasound here right now. There's infrasound from the wind. There's infrasound in your car when you're driving down the highway.
I've heard of people with sleeping problems, dizziness, heart palpitations, leading to depression, heartaches, ear problems.
My father-in-law gets headaches all the time. He lives right in Dexter. His closest windmill, that is about a mile away, and he said he can hear it humming.
I have friends over there.
He has headaches and... I mean, they got quite a few over there compared to here, but he's over a mile away from his closest one, and he has issues. So,
just because of, or since the wind farm started, or what?
Well, actually, that project was quite a while ago when they put that up, but when they're turning, he's like, there's even days he gets a flicker on his property, and it's that far away. Just the humming, and so that's what concerned me, that close. Am I going to get headaches? Is my daughter going to get headaches? Are my dogs going to go nuts all day long? You know, I don't know.
And besides, and that's the biggest thing, is to us, me, sounds like you too, health issues. And then beside that, I've heard of, internets, TVs, every problems with that too, besides the biggest thing is the health problems.
Well, health is number one, for sure.
Then why can't they be farther away? I know you'd be putting in less, but you say you could put so many in Iowa. There's a lot of people around here that don't want them. Probably more than you know, because there's been a lot of people I know that haven't got to a meeting yet. that had to work. I didn't know about stuff in the first place. You know, I've learned more from, you know, people not being happy about it. One person I asked to come here said no, he didn't want to because he would be upset. And I know there's another one very upset, and I know you're meeting with other people, and I know some of them tonight too.
Yeah, I got a 6:30 too. I need to leave at some point. But let me turn the question back to you. We've very quickly signed up a lot of land in Iowa. Worth County has way more wind turbines, more than double, well, almost double what Fremont County has now. They certainly have experience with it, and they want more. So why do you think it's different 5 miles south of here?
You said a lot of people in Iowa would sign up. You could sign up more, you said, like tomorrow or so.
No, that's my question to you. Like, why is it okay there, but it's a huge problem?
If they're okay with it and the people close to it, where they could be affected, if they don't want it, I don't think they should have it to live by it either. I don't think anyone should have to live, actually, if it was up to me, like, you know, at least not within a mile. That's what I would say. From what I've read, from what I've heard, looked up, information sent to me, that's what I would do. And I know we only have little or no say. We say what we can, we do what we can, but we don't make the laws. You know, that's my thing. And I have just one more question to go over, but that is totally how I feel, and I don't know exactly how you feel, but the worst part of it is that someone moves out here. We've lived out here 18 to 20 years in there. We've done a lot of home improvements, a lot of home improvements. We moved out here, and a lot of people around here feel that way too. And I know I've heard you guys say that before. You move out to the country to have peace and quiet. Yes, you may not own the land. I don't own the land right where you don't see grass. Not much after that, all around my house. That's close. But, you know, there's farmers who have been farming it and been respectful, and it hasn't been an issue. They're in more in the spring, they're in more in the fall, you know. The roads are a little bit busier. I can just imagine if this does happen, what the roads around here are going to be like. The damage to the roads, if you guys, you know, get this granted. You know, it just affects us so much, big time, with so little say.
We have to
because
fix the
of
roads.
The law.
We have to fix the roads. So there probably will be some damage during construction, not so much from the big turbine pieces, but just the repetitive loads of gravel and concrete. And we have to fix the roads. The project will fix the roads. And we will seek to enter into an agreement with the county to guarantee, and the townships, to guarantee that we'll fix the roads. But
I've heard that.
Today, we will fix the roads. You mentioned television reception. Do you have cable or satellite here?
I have satellite.
You're going to be totally fine. There'll be no impact to satellite or cable.
Internet.
People use antenna television. That could be interfered.
And I use that upstairs too. Yeah.
And we have to fix that if that happens. We have to fix that if that happens. So that'll be either we can fix it with a booster antenna or pay for satellite TV. If you have like a point-to-point internet system, which I'm aware of, there are some here.
In my personal
experience, that can be interfered with. It's unusual, but it's possible, and we'll have to fix that too. So it's a matter of change. It's new, it's different. There'll be some dust. There'll be some change.
I live with dust, and I overcome these things, but when it's going to affect my health, when it's going to affect, you know, everybody's well-being, you know, be such a big interference. And this is, no one has a problem with green energy. It's when you don't have a say in it, when it's going to affect you and green energy. But is it good for the earth to put all that concrete in it too? I would imagine not.
Yeah. So like that too, when they quit working or you decide not to fix them, they're going to be, we'd still have to look at them, pretty much.
Well, a couple things there. So that's called decommissioning. At the end of the life of the project, we'll Xcel will have to remove the turbines. So we'll, the project before it goes into construction, we'll have to present a decommissioning plan. So at the end of the life, we'll do this and do this and this and clean it up, and then model the cost of that.
How many years do they usually last?
We're expecting 30 years.
I heard 25 to 30.
Yeah. And then...
Well, geez.
So you touched on that. I want
probably
to go,
won't
go back
there
to,
by then anyway. But.
To green energy. I mean, that's
yeah,
one of
the
main
concrete.
Reasons. Well, not the concrete so much, but
well, that's
energy.
What I thought.
One of the main reasons I like what I do is because I think we need cleaner sources of energy. So
I don't have no problem with that at all. I have honestly heard comments that windmills are kind of on their way out.
I think it may be.
I've heard there's
the
legislation
country.
Coming next February about this.
In,
I'm pretty sure it was February in
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah. There was a bill.
So why, if it's going to be a thing of the past, why are you going to put it, you know, and I know you legally, you follow the laws, but why would you subject people to this if that's the case,
yeah,
that don't want to be, that are going to be affected? For one thing, you told me the flicker. We've all heard and read of people with health concerns. And
I think that, I want to stay on green energy for a second, please, Sue.
Okay.
I think that, I don't think wind farms in Minnesota are going to be obsolete anytime soon. This is again about the announcement with Xcel. The reason Xcel is buying a lot of wind right now is because it's really cheap. Because the technology, these longer blades, can harness a lot of wind per machine for a very small footprint. And then there are tax credits as well, which are very important, of course. But the end result is the cheapest form of power available right now in Minnesota. You cannot buy power cheaper than from wind turbines. So it's not going to go away anytime soon. There are other parts of the country, for example, the southeast, Alabama, South Carolina, there's not many wind farms. It probably won't be. Solar energy has become really cheap, and that's, in my opinion, personally, to the extent there's going to be clean energy in the southeast, it's going to be solar, probably. But
they're starting to do that a little bit around here, I've heard. Solar.
Yeah, and I work on solar projects as well. We're doing some in Minnesota and some other states nearby. And our company has built a number of solar projects, and it's amazing. It's amazing how fast that's come down in cost. But there's a section in our application I'll point out to you when we get it out there, but section 8.8 talks about other forms of energy, traditional fossil fuel production, and also natural gas. When you burn a fossil fuel, whether it's gas or coal or wood for that matter, there's smoke that comes off, and there's ways of cleaning that, but there's still going to be something that comes out. And that has a health effect. That has a direct health effect that's proven. And we still do it all over the place in this country. Now, you don't have one of those coal plants here in your backyard, which is great, but wind is much more benign of a technology than that.
And I believe you, but then I go back to the same thing is, maybe it's productive for some, but not the people that have to live that close.
Because like with us...
It's not beneficial. We're not getting, right, we're not getting nothing out of it, the electricity.
With my husband and I, we grew up in the country our whole lives.
I did too.
We lived in Dexter for a little while, and we found our place. And it's like, God, perfect, long driveway, peaceful, you know, everything else. And now we hear these are coming, it's like, hell, I don't want to live here anymore.
And people down the road said they... don't know if they'd want to move too. And if I'm having issues, I don't know if I'd want to be here either.
And like our place, we've been there for 9 years. Like you said, projects we've done, work.
Right.
It's like, God, I don't want to up and leave. But
no kidding.
So
I mean, we've added on to our place. You know, right. Mm-hmm. People get it how they want. They spend a lot of money. They work hard. You know? They work hard. We work hard. My husband works two jobs. I mean, I wish somebody would listen to us, the people that it's going to affect, and we're not getting a thing out of it.
Well, again, you are being listened to. There's a huge difference in regulations here, a lot of regulations that limit our ability and give you your rights.
I understand that, but still, we're not getting a say on one that's a little over a quarter mile away. when I've heard and read studies about problems farther away than that even.
You are going to have your say. You can, all the stuff that you've asked me, you can present to the commission.
I've talked to them already, yeah, too, and a lot of people have.
You will be listened to.
And emailed
them. All that.
And I know that, and honestly, I plan on that, of course. And, you know, I know at least there's a few people that plan on that, too, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's been fires lately in the wind turbines.
There's a couple that happens every year, probably.
There's been a couple within about a week that I know of.
Yeah,
just that I know of.
There's now something like 90,000 megawatts of wind in the U.S. There's probably 60 or 70,000 wind turbines. If I showed you pictures of car crashes, would you stop driving your car?
I don't know how many there is or the statistics, but I know for a fact in the last probably around a week or a little more, there's been at least two that I'm aware of.
I've heard of one in Iowa.
I heard of one in Texas, too.
Yeah, I mean, it can happen, but it's very rare, and there's safety systems for that. There's training with emergency responders. There'll be a 911 address for every wind turbine. And
How heavy are those blades when they burn off or fall off or whatever?
That's what I was going to say. It might be stupid, but what if we have a tornado that gets close and catches one of those blades and...
That'd be completely awful.
Yeah.
Right. There's many reasons not to have them this close to houses. And right, I know there is people that in government that do